This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a DoorDash moral dilemma for you. So over the weekend, the first night we were in Palm Springs, I might have overindulged a little too much. So I went to bed a little early. Art was still up and he was hungry. And so he wasn't going to leave. He's like, I'm just going to DoorDash some food. I was like, all right, do whatever you need to do. I'm going to sleep.
So you were asleep.
So I go to bed. He DoorDashes Panda Express. I woke up the next morning and I open up the mini fridge and there's like four big things of Panda Express. I'm like, dang, boo, you were hungry. And he's like, yeah, I know. I think they sent me extra. Okay, didn't think anything of it. So we go check out and the food's still in there. I'm like, you never ate all this food you ordered. He goes, I know, it was just so much. And I said, why did you order so much? And he's like, I didn't. He's like, I told you, I think they sent me extra. And I'm like, okay, well, Panda Express typically isn't that nice that they're just like, here, extra orange chicken. You want some Kung Pao chicken? I gotcha. So I look on the like containers and two of them have his name, says Art. And then two of them say Bruce.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, babe, you got somebody else's order. And he's like, what? I said, you got somebody else's order. And he goes, no. And I said, yeah, look. And I show him the containers. I'm like, these are yours that say Art. And these are Bruce, who never got his Panda Express Friday night.
Pretty simple. Yeah. This is Bruce, this is yours, and this is why you have extra.
And he's like, man, he goes, I just thought they were being nice and they gave me extra food. I'm like, no, somebody messed up and somebody's probably pretty upset that they never got their food Friday night. So I was like, if you would have known, would you have called them? And he's like, probably not. He goes, at that point, what were they going to do? And I was like, that's true. It's not like they're going to come back, take the food that he's already touched and delivered it to poor old hungry Bruce. But like, still, I was like, yeah, but you probably should have like, I don't know, text the DoorDash guy back and be like, hey, dude, you dropped off somebody else's order too, so that they got ahead of the problem.
I wouldn't have.
No?
No, just out of laziness. It's nothing to do with me.
Well, you would have ate both of them for sure. And you would have had leftovers. I know that.
I know this is the wrong thing for me to say and understand. I'm just being completely honest. Mm-hmm. I never return things. I never call like that. They have to deal with it. They made the mistake. It will get rectified because the person, Bruce, is going to be upset and they're going to have to rectify the situation somehow because Bruce's order has disappeared. So it's got nothing to do with me. They made the mistake. Very selfish mentality by me. I understand that, but I am not calling. I had some drinks that night. I'm enjoying my food. I'm going to bed with my wife on our anniversary. I'm not worrying about that rubbish.
Yeah, no, I felt bad though. I was like, man, you probably should have like tipped him off had you known. I'm like, hey, dude, you messed up.
Would you
like,
have done it?
Yeah, I probably would have texted back the DoorDash driver and been like, dude, you dropped off two orders. Just want to let you know so you can rectify things with Bruce. Because otherwise, you're probably going to get a bad review and a bad tip. Like, let me help you at least try and make things better. And I feel bad for Bruce, too.
Poor Bruce. He got his food somehow, though. He just had to wait a bit longer for it.
Yeah, you know he's watching the tracking going, where is this guy? I want his my chicken egg rolls.
Look, get over your moral dilemma. It has nothing to do with you. But I want to know what people think, what they would have done in this situation.
Yeah, would you have called or just... let them figure it out. You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
You're too nice a person, Kelly. I think you should get over this moral dilemma. You're too nice a person.
Not all the time, let me tell you.
You were with your husband on the anniversary. You went to sleep. He was hungry. He ordered Panda Express. You woke up the next day, noticed there was a lot of Panda Express. It was your husband's and someone else's.
Yeah, there were two different names on the boxes. He didn't realize that he got somebody else's order. He thought that the DoorDash driver was just being nice to him. I had to explain, honey, that's not how it works, okay?
And you felt like you should have called and said, hey, heads up.
At the point where we figured out that he had somebody else's order, it was way too late. But I was thinking about, in the moment, I probably would have tipped off the driver of, hey, dude, you dropped off somebody else's order. You might want to call Bruce because I currently have his Kung Pao chicken in front of me.
Morally right thing to do, yes. I would have never done it. I would have just carried on with my day. 909 here says, that's happened before. I just walked outside, found the first homeless person, and felt good about myself.
Okay.
Gave the food to them.
A win-win situation there. 951 says, Bruce got free food thanks to your husband. I wouldn't have called either. Too busy eating all my extra food. Yeah, Bruce might have got free food, but he probably had to wait a lot longer.
Bruce isn't happy for sure, but it's nothing to do with me. And I'm having a few beers, eating my carved-up food. That is a great night for me on my anniversary. I'm not getting in a battle with the company about whose food they gave me.
951 says, if you were at a hotel, the driver might have dropped off both orders at the front desk so that, you know, my husband and Bruce could have gone down to get their order. And maybe it was my husband who messed up and grabbed it all.
Well, this took a turn.
Yeah, I didn't think about that because we were staying at a hotel and I didn't ask, like, hey, did you actually see the driver? Was there a handoff or did you get it at, like, the front desk person?
Great point. That's a huge chance that could have happened. He could have just gone and grabbed the bag and grabbed both. Wait. Poor Bruce.
Now my husband's the bad guy. And then there's Bruce in the lobby trying to eye out people who has my food.
So this is just why you do not call at all. Because if they found out that happened, then that's on you. You don't want any of that.
So next time you don't get DoorDash to a hotel, take your food and go straight back up to your room.
And if anything happens, just go to bed.
That way, Bruce doesn't know that you're eating his orange chicken in bed. I do want to give a very special shout out to Layla. Grammy Pam says, happy birthday turning 11 years old today.
Happy birthday, Layla. We hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you for listening. Enjoy it. Get spoiled.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.